యమున తీరావన చారే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే జయ రాధా వల్లభ రాధా వల్లభ రాధే జయ రాధే జయ రాధే జయ రాధే జయ శ్రీ రాధే జయ జగన్నాథ జయ జగన్నాథ జయ బలదేవా జయ సుభద్రా దేవీ జయ గౌరనితాయ్ జయ గౌరనితాయ్ జయ ప్రభుపాద జయ ప్రభుపాద Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Jaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nithai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nithai Gaura Hare Bol. Gaura Premanandi. Jaya Om Vishnupadaya Paramahamsa Parivrakracharya Astotara Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri 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 Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Shri 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 Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. Shri 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 Radha Balla Bhagavani Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 16, entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord, text number 36. Paramanu Parama Mahotas. Paramanu Parama Mahotas. Tvam Adi Antantara Vritti Traya Vituraha. Tvam Adi Antantara Vritti Traya Vituraha. Adav Ante Picha Satvanam. Adau ante picha satvanam. Yadruvam tat devataralepi. Yadruvam tat evantaralepi. Paramanu parama mahotas. Paramanu parama mahotas. Tvam Adi Antantara Vrati Traya Vituraha. Tvam Adi Antantara Vrati Traya Vituraha. Adau Ante Picha Satvanam. Adau Ante Picha Satvanam. Yadruvam tad evantaralepi. Yadruvam tad evantaralepi. Paramanu parama mahotas. Tvam Adi Antara Vritti Traya Vituraha.
ఆదవంతేపి సత్వనా యద్రువం తత్ ఏవాంతరలేపి పరమాను పరమ మహోతోస్ త్వం ఆది అంతర వృతి త్రయ విదుః ఆదౌ అంతేపి చ సత్వనా Natajis. We'll see the word for word meaning. Paramanu, of the atomic particle. Parama Mahotas, and of the biggest, the result of the combination of atoms. Tvam, you, Adi Anta, in both the beginning and the end. Antara, and in the middle, Varti, existing, Traya Vituraha, although without beginning, end, or middle. Although, in the beginning, Ante, at the end, Api, also, Cha, and, Sattvanam, of all existence, yet which dhruvam, permanent, tat, that, eva, certainly, antarale, in the middle, api, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. You exist in the beginning, middle, and end of everything from the most minute particle of the cosmic manifestation, the atom, to the gigantic universes and total material energy. Nonetheless, you are eternal, having no beginning, end, or middle. You are perceived to exist in these three phases, and thus you are permanent. When the cosmic manifestation does not exist, you exist as the original potential. We have Srila Prabhupada's purport for about a page. Okay, explaining what it is. So let us all be attentive. The Brahma Samhita 5.33 says, Advaitam Achyutam Anadir Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam Cha Vedesu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindam Adipurisham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, Krishna, who is the original person, absolute, infallible, without beginning, although expanded in unlimited forms, still the same, original, the oldest, and the person always appearing as a fresh youth. Such eternal, blissful, all-knowing forms of the Lord cannot be understood by the best Vedic scholars. But they are always manifest to pure alloyed devotees. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no cause, for He is a cause of everything. The Lord is beyond the workings of cause and effect. He is eternally existing. In other words, the Brahma Samhita said, Andandarastha Paramanu Chayandarastham. The Lord exists within the gigantic universe and within the atom. The descent of the Lord into the atom and the universe indicates that without His presence, nothing could factually exist. Scientists say that, be attentive to this, okay? How Srila Prabhupada is also talking about scientists. Scientists say that water is a combination of hydrogen and oxygen. But when they see the vast ocean, they are puzzled about where such a quantity of hydrogen and oxygen has come from. They think that everything evolved from chemicals. But where did the chemicals come from? And Srila Prabhupada is giving the answer. That they do not know. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a cause of all causes, He can produce immense quantities of chemicals to create a situation for chemical evolution. We actually see that chemicals are produced from the living entities. For example, a lemon tree produces many tons of citric acid. The citric acid is not the cause of the tree. Rather, the tree is the cause of the acid. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of everything. He is the cause of the tree that produces the citric acid. Bijam mam sarva bhutanam. Devotees can see that the original potencies causing the cosmic manifestation are not in the chemicals, but in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for He is a cause of the chemicals. He's talking about the origin, where it comes from. Everything is caused or manifested by the energy of the Supreme Lord. And when everything is annihilated or dissolved, the original potency enters into the body of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, this verse says, Adau antepicha sattvanam. The third line of this verse, which means the word dhruvam means permanent. The permanent reality is Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explains, not this cosmic manifestation. So he's saying, what is reality? He's trying to differentiate between reality and illusion. So what's the reality? The permanent reality is Krishna, not this cosmic manifestation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Adirhi Devanam and Mattaha Sarva Prapattate. Krishna is the original cause of everything. Arjuna recognized Lord Krishna as the original person, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum, and the Brahma Samhita describes Him as the original person, Govindam, Adi Purusham. He is a cause of all causes, whether at the beginning, at the end, or in the middle. Om Agyana Timarantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadatisva Padantikam. Jaya Shri Krishna,
చైతన్య, ప్రభునిత్యానంద, శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివసాది గౌరభక్త వృంద, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే రామ హరే రామ హరే కృష్ణ. In one sense, I was surprised that today, being a public holiday, I thought the temple will be full. But nevertheless, we have also got online audiences. So, we are first of all able to digest this verse and Srila Prabhupada's purport. So, I'll read the translation once again. You exist in the beginning, middle, and end of everything, from the most minute particle to the cosmic manifestation, the atom to the gigantic universes and the total material energy. Nonetheless, you are eternal, having no beginning, end, or middle. You are perceived to exist in these three phases, and thus you are permanent. When the cosmic manifestation does not exist, you exist as the original potency. So first, let us try to put this verse in the context. What's happening so far? So that we can pick up the thread. Yeah? It'll be easier for us. Initially, it appears that King Chitraketu was a materialist, karmakandi. Why? Because he wants to please his forefathers. Yeah? Forefathers. And he wants to continue his family traditions, his lineage. But later on, by the grace of Narada Muni and who's another Muni? Angera Muni. By the grace of these two great personalities, he became a great devotee. So in this chapter, from verse number 18 to 25, Narada Muni was giving him a Sankarshan mantra or Mahavidya from 18 to 25. And what did he do? Chitraketu Maharaj, what did he do? With great apt and attention, he was fasting for 7 days without food and water, constantly focusing on the mantra and what he was chanting. And then he very quickly achieved the darshan of Lord Sankarshan. It is said that there were two results he got. One is a primary result and the secondary result. Of course, the primary one is a darshan of the Lord, seeing the Lord face to face. And the secondary aspect also he got. What is that? He is going to become the king of the Vidyadhara, which is a demigod planet, very powerful. Almost like a demigod is king. He's already a king. He's going to become the king of the Vidyadhara planet. It's going to happen soon. In the next chapter, you're going to see what he's doing. Because Lord Sankarshan, he has it. He comes, he gives darshan and he goes away. He doesn't take him back to Godhead. It's not at this stage. And soon we see, because he has got the position as a king, he goes there and then he does an offense. He comes down, becomes a pure devotee, and then he goes back. That's how it goes in sequence. So, and this here, what's happening is, after seeing the Lord face to face, he wants to offer prayers to the Lord. And his prayer starts from verse number 34 to 48.
It's already started. Chitraketu Maharaj has already started glorifying the Lord in the form of prayers. He's got 15 prayers. Such wonderful and beautiful prayers he has got. That starts from 34 to 48. We are in 36. So it's already two prayers have gone. This is the third prayer he's praising. And in that he's glorifying this Lord. Sankarshan. What is? So we'll discuss that. So here, especially in this verse, Chitraketu Maharaj is establishing the supreme position of the Lord, Krishna. As what? He is a cause of all causes. Everything comes from him. He is a cause of all causes, establishing a supreme position of the Lord. How, from the atom to the gigantic universes, the Lord is the cause of all causes. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. So let us discuss. Generally, in the material world, we have got two classification of people. Yeah? Two kinds of people. What are the two kinds? Very easy question. Very good, Mataji. Very good. That's also correct. Different way. That's also correct. No. Good, bad, all comes under materialists. Okay? Yeah. There are two categories. There is one who is within the three modes and the other one which is beyond the three modes. That's what we call, Mataji has said, devotees and non-devotees. Devotees are above the three modes of material nature. Krishna explains in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Three modes. What are the three modes? Mode of goodness. Very good. So three modes are there. So the devotees are beyond the modes. Okay? And there is a materialist. Persons who are materialist. And they are within the modes. And therefore, what do they know? They know only matter. Matter and matter. They do not know anything beyond matter. They do not know what is non-matter. Only the devotees know. Okay? And how do the devotees perceive? Because it's talking about creation. How do the devotees perceive the creation? Manifestation of the Lord. Yes. So what happens? We are not going in great details. But in short, for us to understand, the Lord incarnates as Purusha avatars. There are three main Purusha avatars. What are they? Who are they? Yeah. Mahavishnu. Yeah. Garbhodakachai Vishnu and Siradakachai Vishnu. Three Vishnus are there. What happens is, Mahavishnu, he expands. Through Mahavishnu, the universes are coming from the pores of his body. And it expands and becomes as universes. Imagine, he's coming from the pores of his body, universes. That is our understanding and that's a fact. We are going to see that shortly. So once, when Mahavishnu creates this universe, he has to support it. Mere matter will not work. Yeah? This is a matter. This table is a matter. It cannot move on its own. It needs a supreme or a superior energy to move. A soul to move. Matter doesn't move on its own. And therefore what Mahavishnu does, what Garbhodakashaya Vishnu does, he enters into the universe created by the Mahavishnu. And there, from his navel, uproots a lotus. And the 14 planetary systems are created. And Brahma is on the top, who is a secondary creator, who is managing the show for the original person, Krishna. So Brahma is a secondary creator. Krishna is a creator, the creator. That's what Brahma Samhita says. Krishna says. And what is his personality? He's a small boy, youthful, young, playing with his boys. Yet, the universes are inside him. Can you imagine that? The Lord is a young boy, but the universes, everything is within him. How amazing it is to understand. This is our philosophy. That is our understanding. Yeah? But what do the materialists, how do the materialists understand this creation? How do they understand? Okay. Big Bang theory. Okay. We'll just quickly discuss what it is. So it is said that, understand this, okay? Then we will know what they're talking about. Somewhere in the universe, there is a point, a matter existing as a point, but it's very dense. There's a point only, but it's very dense. And it's got high temperature. That point is very dense and with high temperature. Then what happens? It explodes because of high temperature. And then the matter and all the energies goes in different directions. Okay? See the logic. Goes in different directions. Then, because of the high temperature, it has to cool down, right? It cools down and then stars and other galaxies are formed. What an imagination, yeah? Not only that, because of the gravity, all this matter which is floating, they will join together and form like sun, moon and all that. I think this is more than Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva. We can't even understand what it is. This is the concept. Why? Because a devotee, he follows scripture, Vedas, which is free from four defects. What are the four defects of a human? Cheating propensity, to be in illusion and to commit mistake. Now these Vedas, they are beyond this. So therefore we trust the Vedas because it's a fact. Vedic scripture, it's a fact. But what these scientists are doing? They create stories on facts, which is known as fiction. Imagination, you know, like a Harry Potter. What am I, right? What an imagination, isn't it? Right. So like that. This is not a story. Creation is not Harry Potter. Whereas Harry is true. Hari is true. But Potter. It's not a joke. Yeah, creation. Mahavishnu is a person. So for us, behind everything there is a person. This is our understanding. Krishna's flute is a person. Do you know that? Krishna's peacock feather is a person. Can you believe that? Krishna Sudarshan is a person. Krishna's garland is a person. Oh, amazing, right? This is our philosophy. Personality. Person is behind. We don't just deal with matter. Hello, matter, how are you? We don't deal that. Not only that, behind this universe, what a design is there. It goes orderly. The sun is not taking a public holiday today. Because of the mourning of the king, of the queen, yeah? He's not taking. There's no public, such accuracy. Now, we will talk quickly, you know, little bit deviate, but to have an understanding. Let us think of a very simple animal, okay? Camel. Have you seen, all of you? Camel. Very tall. Now, what's happened is, what's happening with the camel, or what is the speciality of the camel is, camel's feet is made in such a way that it can go into the desert at 104 degrees Celsius. Can you imagine? Now, again, to give you an example, sometime back in the past, I went to a South Indian temple, a big South Indian temple. This name is Srirangam temple. Any of you had been to Srirangam temple? What a temple, Prabhu. What a, you know, the area of Srirangam temple is, you know. You. Right? Srirangam temple? No? Yeah. No. You haven't been there. Oh, your family and all that knows. 156 acres of area. It has got four or eight, Prabhu, eight gateway, no? Doors, right? Four or eight? Four. Any direction you can come. North, south, east, west. You can enter the temple. 156 acres meant for the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay? Now, when I went there a few years back, we went during the time of summer, which is April, May. Very hot. Trichy, it's near Trichy, a very hot place. And between that, you know how, because it's a widely spread, there is one temple there, then Rama temple, then Hanuman, and so many, you know, main temple is that we saw. Then at the outskirts when you come, the sun has already heated up at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It's so hot. And as you know, we are not allowed to walk with the slippers nor the socks. Here we have the privilege. Srila Prabhupada is, you know, allowing us to come with the socks. There, no socks allowed. We have to work barefoot. When I was walking, I was feeling, I was, you know, jumping up and down and went to the shade. I could not bear that. I'm just saying, it's probably maybe 45 degrees or 50 degrees. I could not bear that. That at 10, 11 o'clock. Now this camel, you know, desert, anyone has walked on the sand in the desert by any chance? So hot. And the camel not only walks, sometimes it goes jogging also. Yeah? That is a feat. Not only that, a camel cannot find water. Look at the mechanism, then you will come to understand. You can appreciate Krishna's creation. Just one animal. One animal we are talking. Okay? That too animal, which is in the mode of ignorance. Look at the creation of Krishna. So this animal, his feet is like that. And then it can go without food and water for nearly 15 days. 15 days fasting. It doesn't need any food or water. And it can chew some thorns or something. That's fine. It can survive. This is a structure. And it can carry heavy loads. Goes in the forest. We cannot imagine. No creature, I don't think so. It's ever possible. Because what we are saying is, there is a design behind the creation. Design. And for any design, do you need intelligence? Or the design comes like that? Yeah? It needs intelligence, correct? And who's supplying the intelligence? Who's the intelligence behind the design? A person. How can a matter has got intelligence, yeah? If matter is intelligence, the mic will go and sit there. Mic, go and sit, unless it's a robot. So, what we are seeing is, a simple structure has got a design, the design has got intelligence, and the intelligence is derived, or the person is behind that intelligence. So that is how we understand. Not by explosion, and everything happens, and in orderly fashion. For example, today, now the time is going to be 8:30. Soon we are going to have breakfast. Hopefully. Correct, Prabhu? With the hope, I'm giving class. Okay? Now, what will happen is, we'll tell the cook there, hey cook, take a vessel, put some rice, water, spices, salt, put a dynamite, and forget it. Khichdi is done. Yes? Is it happening like that in reality? Yes? We'll ask the cook later on, okay? How did you do that? Did you put a dynamite and the explosion happens? Then all khichdi is nice, salt is tasty, everything's good. Vegetable, everything cooked properly. Is it happening? No. In reality, what do we see? Any explosion creates only destruction. So many people, you know, they're dying because of explosion. How can there will be order when there is explosion? Correct? Will there be order when there is explosion? Something, you know, blow it up. Will there be order? Sorry?
Of course not.
Of course not. That's what the answer we want, Prabhu. We want that answer. So therefore, there is a person behind that. This is what we're trying to say. And there are books there which defines. There's, as you said, Purusha Avatar, Guna Avatar. There is a Lord he is incarnating as Guna Avatar to manage the show as person, as Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. They're all personalities of Godhead only. Guna Avatar, so many Leela Avatars, etc., etc. So there's a person. That's what we come to understand through Prabhupada's lecture. So, what is happening is, the more surprising, this knowledge is being taught to students in the school. This atheistic knowledge is given to all the children in the school. Yes? They are taught what is Big Bang, the matter will come, blow, and everything is in order. This is very, very sorry state of affairs. So we have to find out the fact, not stories about fact. Find the real fact. Vedic fact. So here we see Srimad Bhagavatam is giving what? Signs. Signs of the knowledge of God. Because science means you are able to see things as they are based on experiment. You do an experiment, whether in the lab or anywhere, and you see things as they are. That is what science. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is giving here the science of the knowledge of Krishna. How? Who is Krishna? What is he? What does he do? How does he create this universe? And things like that. Okay. So, in the purport, let us see. Come into the purport. Prabhupada is talking about two examples. What are the two examples he's talking about?
Water.
First he talks about the water. Let us try to understand, okay? Well, what Srila Prabhupada is saying is, we all know that water consists of hydrogen and oxygen. Okay? So what they do is, just to prove, yes, I am a big scientist, okay? Water comes from hydrogen and oxygen. What they do, they take a hydrogen cylinder, oxygen cylinder, and through combustion, they combine, they get a few milliliters of water. Now imagine, for the sea, St. Kilda Beach, you know, there's an ocean, right, over there. Now, how many cans or how many gallons or how many cylinders of oxygen and hydrogen you need to create that much water? This is what Srila Prabhupada's logic is. It's not enough if you create a few grams of or a few milliliters of water just to wash your hands. It's not enough. How many people are there about in this planet? In this cosmos, in this world, 8 million, 18, how many million are there? Billions?
7.9 billion.
So 38 billion. Yeah?
7.9 billion.
So 8 billion. 8 billion people to supply water is not a joke. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says, okay, even if you make water from oxygen and hydrogen, where is this oxygen and hydrogen come from? Where does it come from? Where is oxygen and hydrogen come from?
Nature's eye of God.
From air. It's coming from air. And who is supplying air? Krishna explains, what is that? Bhumi apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhi evicha ahankari ityamme binna prakriti astata. The eight elements belongs to me, material elements. What are they? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. So the air is supplied. You, from the air, you know, you take it, you separate it, and you mix it, and you show that it's a water. But who is the original person who created the water? So where is the chemical coming from? He's going to ask in the next question, next example. What's the next example Srila Prabhupada is talking? So did you understand this first example? So you can create a few milliliters of water, or maybe a liter of water, but what about the so many liters of water in the ponds, rivers, oceans? Who's creating that? That's a question. You cannot create, okay? How many cylinders do you need? If a person thinks that, I am creating this ocean. How many oxygen cylinder and hydrogen cylinders you need? So practically it's impossible. But the Lord, because of its potency, can create. That's one. Because it's created by a person. The second, what is he talking about? Which example? A lemon tree gives lemon. A lemon gives citric acid. Now, if you give, I'll give you probably 1 kg of citric acid. Will you give me the lemon? Not possible. See? The logic is not reversible. So from the tree, and tree has got a soul. And that's why Krishna is saying that. So this materialist, in one sense, the materialistic people, they are saying that everything is coming from matter, okay? Now Krishna, our Lord, denies that. How? How does he deny? By giving two verses I could think of in Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Let us see what it is. One is Krishna explains in 7.5. Bhagavad Gita 7.5, what did he say? Besides the inferior nature, there is a superior energy of mind. So what Lord is saying is, the inferior nature, material nature, is the material elements. And beyond the material elements are the soul, living entity, which also belongs to Krishna. That's the first example. The second one is Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate characharam. The Lord is saying, this material energy or the material nature is working under my direction, Krishna's direction, O son of Kunti, and producing moving and non-moving items, products, beings. Very clearly says, material energy is working under Krishna's direction and is creating all the moving and unmoving beings. Whatever is there, it is coming from Krishna. That's what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. Okay, now, again, to prove how the scientist experiments are so futile, okay? All of you know about vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is so important, especially for the nervous system, okay? Very, very important. And it has to be synthesized. It has to be synthesized, means created. This vitamin B12, I'm going to give an example so that you understand better. This B12 is available naturally in foods and plants. For example, in milk it's available. Milk is available. It's available in spinach, maybe avocado, and other vegetables, okay? Just to give an example. I'll give you the futility of the scientists, what they did, okay? Just listen to this, okay? Now, a group of scientists, about 91 scientists, with 12 PhD students. You know, all the scientists will have the PhD student because they are going to get the doctorate degree from them. So totally, 91 plus 12, how much is that? 103 people. Intellectuals, what did they do? They want to synthesize. Very first time, they want to create vitamin B12. You know, because to show that, yes, we are scientists, okay? So what they did this experiment, synthesizing from carboic acid. Carboic acid. It's an acid from where they did it. They generate, because you should have a raw material, okay? Now that is this acid. They worked on it for 12 years, 103 people worked on this experiment for 12 years, and then finally they got few milligrams of B12. In 1972, they were successful. So they might have started the experiment in 1960. So around 1972, they got few milligrams of B12. Now, this is naturally available in plants and milk. Can you understand this? So, what they are creating is naturally available as a as a product of the material nature. You do not have to make great endeavor. So this great endeavor they did to get few milligrams. So all they have doing is to get an intermediate product, do some distilling processing, and get some final product. Now the Prabhupada's question is, where do you get this carboic acid? Where do you get them? Where is the chemical coming from? Who is the source of this chemical? Who is supplying you this chemical? That is the argument now. So there is the origin. The origin is, we are saying that the origin is a person. But the materialistic are saying the origin is matter itself. Chemical gave chemical. What a logic this is. So that is why it is a futile effort. Futile effort, attempt by the materialists. They make something which is naturally available and show that they're a great scientist. And they got Nobel Prize. These two leading scientists, they got Nobel Prize for creating that. And what happens? They're basically exploiting the material nature. You know, they take more and more and they produce so little. But naturally they can take the sources. Okay. So, now, what we do is, so, the question for us is, what are you going to put your faith in? Are you going to put the faith in a big lump of matter which exploded and everything happens in person, everything happens orderly? Or do you believe in a person who is a youth, who is young, who has not become old, will not become old also in the future? Because people have got this notion. Why so many mistakes are happening? They don't accept their karma. They think God has become old. So he's doing some wrong things because he's aged. So, Srila Prabhupada is giving the answer. He's a youth, fresh youth, young boy, who is in charge of this planet, Krishna. So, do you put, or do we put our faith in the matter or a person? Whom do you put? That makes logic and sense. Because, as we discussed, a person has got intelligence. And through the intelligence, he can design. It cannot happen like that. Everything, there is a design, you know. This has come off like that. This has come off like that. I could not comprehend this. Everything, there is a person who produces, who makes a design. So in the same way, there's a design. Okay. Now, finally, to conclude, we go through a story, okay? Story is always better. Yes? So, how are we going? Because some of the people are in illusion. Yeah, or most of the people are an illusion. If you do not know Krishna, you are an illusion. That's a statement we can make, boldly we can make. Yes, if you know Krishna, you know that you are the soul, and you know the source of the soul is Krishna, and then everything goes on track. But if you do not know Krishna, we are an illusion. So therefore, what we have to do? We have to come to reality. Knowledge is very important to remove the illusion. Yeah? So, if Krishna is the owner, if he creates everything, then what belongs to us? What can we renounce? If everything belongs to Krishna, what can we renounce? Can we renounce anything? No. But still we can renounce one thing. What is that thing we can renounce? Illusion. The only thing a soul can renounce is illusion. Because according to us, we are not the enjoyers. But we are cooperators. We cooperate with Krishna. We cooperate with Krishna's energy. Then everything will be fine. Okay? Okay. So, we go back. Go to the story. This is a story of Janaka Maharaj. Once, Janaka Maharaj was ruling which providence? What's the name of the providence? He was ruling Sita's father, Mother Sita's father. Which providence? Mithila. He was ruling. Once there was a traveling monk. A traveling monk was going through all the places near Mithila and was asking, who is the best spiritual teacher? I want to go and learn. Yeah? Because those days everything is spiritual only. Here now only is material, you know. I want to learn Java. I want to learn C++. Or I want to learn all this. So, he was asking all the people. All said, oh, you want to learn. You want to have spiritual education. Go to King Janaka. He asked another family. Go to King Janaka. So everyone was saying, go to King Janaka. Then this man was surprised. See, I am a monk. I am a renunciate. I do not want family life. Yeah? In one sense, I am renounce everything. And I am a family man. I am trying to learn spiritual education. I am in the process. Now people are directing me to this king who is a material person. He's a king, no? He's got all this opulences. So he's a king by himself, and top of that is a family man. I'm a renunciate. How can I learn spiritual from a person who is a family man? So he could not understand. But yet all the people told me to go to him. Let me go and find out. So he went to King Janaka and he asked a straight question. Everyone is saying that you are highly spiritually knowledgeable. Now, I would like to know this. Is it true? Can you teach me? How do I know this? He said, don't worry. You have come. You are very tired. Okay? Take rest. So he took to the Prashadam hall. He served nice khichdi, sabji, puri, all that. And then he said, now you have to relax. You have to rest, okay? He took to a bedroom. And you take rest. Now, when the monk saw the bedroom, he saw something strange. What did he see? On the top of the bed, you know, he saw a sword is hanging. A knife is hanging, sword, big knife. And then this monk said, what is happening? Why is this sword hanging above the bed? Then King Janaka said, don't worry about it. It is our custom. It's been there since ages. Don't bother about it. Just you are tired, go, relax, and we'll see tomorrow morning. We'll talk. Do you think that this monk has slept the whole night? With the knife on top of him, he could not sleep. The entire night, he was thinking of the knife, the sword. Will it fall? Will it fall this side? You know, will it kill me and all that? So the next day, Janaka Maharaj came and he asked him, do you had a good rest? Did you slept well? Then this monk said, how can I sleep well? You kept a knife there. The whole night I was struggling. I could not sleep. Then the answer given by Janaka Maharaj was, in the same way, death is certain for everyone. Krishna explains in chapter 2, what does he say? Jatas hihi dhruvam mrityu, dhruvam janma mrityasya. Those who are born is sure to die. Those who die have to be taken birth if you do not follow spiritual life. And therefore, after knowing that there is a death which is imminent, which is going to come to me shortly, how can I take this worldly pleasure? I am doing this as a service to Krishna. And also, how can the material duties stop me from worshipping the Supreme Lord, who is a controller of everything? And therefore, what I was doing is, I am doing my work without any attachment. At the same time, I am spiritual. So, we should learn this lesson that we should also progress by doing our prescribed duties. We cannot renounce the prescribed duties. We have to do. As Grahastha, as Vanaprastha, as Brahmachari, we have to do. At the same time, we should also do our constitutional activity, the duties for the soul, which can only be happy when the soul gets in touch with Krishna. There is no other way. A soul will not be happy when it is in touch with matter. A soul cannot enjoy matter. However much you give, it cannot enjoy. And therefore, we should also do devotion service to Krishna so that when this tiny soul connects to the Supreme Soul, you get complete satisfaction. As a tiny soul, how much can we enjoy? How much can we eat? How much can we drink? A tiny soul enjoys in a tiny way. Insignificant soul enjoys in an insignificant way. But the insignificant soul, when it is connected to the Supreme Soul, how much more can he enjoy? Our enjoyment becomes more when the tiny soul is connected to the Supreme Soul. Enjoyment becomes more. So by coming to Krishna, our enjoyment becomes more and more. It doesn't stop. Yes? Okay. So that is what is the point here. Okay? So we will stop here. And if there is any questions or comments, quickly, we can see that. Related to this topic.
When Chitraketu Maharaj was instructed by Narada Muni and Angira Muni, he transcendental devotional service, he see the Lord. And similarly, we have all those opportunities. We have Srila Prabhupada and his books. But you know, what stops us to progress? What stops me to progress in bhakti?
Nothing stops you. That's your desire. Every minute we can be Krishna conscious or not. The free will is given, right? It's our desire. That is one sense. Going a little bit technically, it is the impressions created in the mind. See, we have taken a lot. This is, see, spiritual life, spirit. Our life is a journey, okay? It's not only one birth. It's not this birth. We have been taken so many previous births and we will take future births also. It is not that, you know, this is the last birth. No, unless we are liberated. Okay? We have finished so many previous births. We have got more births to go. Because of our karma, we don't know what karma we have done. Maybe we have got 50 births or 100 births to go. As you surrender to Krishna, it becomes lesser and lesser. Maybe 100 births will become 99, then 90, 80, then one birth. And then if Krishna wants us, even this could be the last birth, like that. So it is a previous birth, impressions are created in the mind. That impression is allowing you to go in that direction because it is your own mind and your own intelligence. It allows you to go in a particular way. We are molded in a way because intelligence and mind, it's made up of matter. So naturally they are attracted to the matter. It's nothing surprising there. Yeah? Because impressions, it's molded. So unless we borrow our intelligence from the spiritual master, from the Vedic scriptures, then our intelligence will not channelize to Krishna. So we have to take this intelligence, take it from the Vedic scripture. Now this borrowed intelligence is known as spiritual intelligence. As long as you have their own intelligence, that is material intelligence, that will help you out to give you money, better comforts in life. That's not going to stop your birth and death. The cycle of birth and death is not going to stop. But if you want to stop the cycle of birth and death, you have to have spiritual intelligence. But we ourselves do not know. We don't know. So the spiritual intelligence is like borrowing. For example, I want to learn database programming. I do not know. What do? I go to the library, I get this database programming Learn in 30 days. Learn in 3 months. Then I employ a tutor, a teacher. Then he teaches me. Then I learn the database. Initially, few months back, I did not know database. But through the borrowed intelligence from the library, I learned this database. So in the same way, we do not know we are soul. We do not know how to go back. We don't know anything. So the founder acharyas give us this intelligence, spiritual intelligence. Now we have to borrow from them. How? By reading the scriptures every day. Now this borrowed intelligence, what will do? It will erase your impressions and it will change your focus. Otherwise your focus will be only matter. When the focus is matter, it will deal only with matter. But when the focus is spiritual or soul, it will change the direction. So in other words, answering your question, if you act on the body, you get one more body. If you act on the soul, no more bodies. This is the principle of Bhagavad Gita, yeah?
Thank you, yes,
Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhu, why scientists don't believe in God? What is the reason? Like, it's a very simple fact that there must be a person, even like when they create so many automatic things, automatic robot, now he can do a lot of person's job, but there is also a person behind that robot. So even the person is behind this creation as well. So why they don't believe this simple thing?
Paramatma is also in the heart of scientists. You know that? Lord enters into everyone's heart, into every atom he enters. And in every heart also he enters as Paramatma. He's giving the direction. But the uniqueness of Krishna is, if someone doesn't like Krishna, he will not allow them to come to him. For example, you are there. If you do not want to talk to me, I don't want to talk to you.
So, yes? Why they don't want to, like, now they are getting this knowledge, this common sense knowledge, why they don't want to talk?
There are two knowledges, material knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Material knowledge is only for this birth. It will help you out to get a job and all that, to build a house, to run a car, all this it will give you. We are not saying that. That's a knowledge. You need that. But higher than that, that is an inferior knowledge. That is an inferior knowledge by Krishna. It is not a superior knowledge. The superior knowledge is spiritual knowledge, which will come from Krishna only when you approach a guru and Krishna. As long as a scientist, they do not approach a bona fide spiritual master and Krishna, they will not get spiritual knowledge. And therefore, as I explained earlier to this Prabhu's question, that their direction will not change from matter to spirit. You understand? And therefore they exist. And Krishna reciprocates based on their desire. See, if your desire is not to come to the temple, who can force you? Can anyone force you?
Yeah.
You got a free will. You don't want to come to the temple. Fine, don't come. No, I want to come to the temple. Come. Who is forcing you? But you have a reaction for each action. If you come to a temple, you have got one action, reaction. If you don't come to the temple, you have got another reaction. One is material, other one is spiritual. Spiritual will stop your cycle of birth and death. Material will give you one more birth. That's it, simple. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's person's intention, inclination, desire. So therefore, it's very important where you get your knowledge. We are not saying, don't go to school, don't learn ABCD. We are not saying that. But use that knowledge and realize that there is something beyond matter. If your knowledge is only matter, then it is only matter. But if you know there is something beyond matter, then your knowledge expands. Yeah? Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
Anything else? Okay, we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavadam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Nithai Gaura Premanandi.